אתם עם SBS בעברית. שלום אוסטרליה. In the 2nd century BCE, the Judean community rose up against the Seleucids, specifically against the Hellenists and the Hellenizing king Antiochus Epiphanes, who had increasingly made the practice of Jewish rituals in the Jewish homeland illegal. And had turned the temple in Jerusalem into a pagan temple dedicated to his own glory. The story is told as the story of Hanukkah. We recount two miracles: the fact that a tiny minority of Jews, Judeans, were able to pull off the victory without a massive army or even mass support for their uprising from the population, and the miracle of the oil, by which a small vial of oil lasted for 8 days until fresh, pure olive oil could be brought down to Jerusalem for rededicating the temple and relighting the menorah. Hanukkah is not a biblically mandated festival. The events it celebrates occurred long after the biblical period, but it was instituted by the rabbis in the Talmud. The rabbis, for historical reasons, were not over keen to give the Hasmoneans, the heroes of the story, too much glory, and played down the festival. But over the years it has grown in popularity for a number of reasons. First, the timing. The festival occurs here in the middle of winter and coincides with many other festivals, including Christmas, whose timing is based around the shortest day of the year. From the 25th of this winter month, the days begin to lengthen again, something that should be celebrated, and which pagans in Europe certainly did. So while Jews are celebrating Hanukkah, Christians have Christmas. Many believe the date is no coincidence. And we love an excuse for a festival. How could we not compete with Christmas? So we give gifts to each other on Hanukkah too, although that practice was rabbinically ordained for Purim. Another reason for the popularity of Hanukkah is the idea of the double miracle, one side completely up to divine intervention and the second reliant on human agency. The achievements of the Hasmonean family, known as the Maccabees, is an inspiration for us in Israel. The few against the many, the victory of good over evil, the power of family, the use of brain over brawn. The IDF sees itself as the natural heirs of the Maccabean approach to defeating more powerful enemies. And the many unexpected and unpredicted victories of the IDF since 1948 are seen as replays of that miracle of over 2,000 years ago. Throughout Jewish history, Jews have longed for miracles to relieve them of oppression and suffering. We have been told that we cannot pray directly for God to bring miracles for us, but we can remind him of the miracles he has done in the past. Showing our gratitude for what has happened in the past might be a good way of provoking him to intervene again. The miracle of the oil has been the inspiration for a number of beautiful and inspiring traditions, first and foremost of which is the lighting of Chanukiot, 9-branched candelabras, in public as well as in homes. Every neighborhood in Israel has a public lighting. One candle plus the center one on the first night, two on the second, and so forth, for 8 days. In many homes, every member of the household has their own Chanukiah, even though Jewish law only requires one per household. Children love to use the ones they create at school or kindergarten. Another tradition of Chanukah, playing with the dreidel or sevivon, seems to have had its origin in Spain under the Inquisition. Whatever the origin, it helps make the festival lovely family time, with children able to compete with their parents in this game of luck. Traditionally, we have eaten oily food on Hanukkah. In Ashkenazi communities, the tradition was to eat potato latkes, known in Hebrew as levivot. Gradually in Israel, the donut, sufganiyah, has become the preferred oily food. The most basic kind are fluffy and filled with strawberry jam. However, there has developed a whole donut culture. Not only are there dozens of different fillings, but donut decorating is a competitive craft, reaching greater heights of creativity every year. There is a problem, though. Over the years, the donuts are increasingly baked rather than fried. They are less oily than they are attractive to the eye. I have a suggestion as to how donuts can be incorporated into the Hanukkah narrative. Instead of saying they're connected to the miracle of the oil, let's admit they're not. So here is my suggestion. The temple was beautiful. Antiochus tried to make it ugly. We won. We made it beautiful again and decorated it. Now we eat decorated donuts to remember that victory. Do you like it? And this also gives us the opportunity to celebrate the Krembo, an Israeli chocolate-covered marshmallow, a delicacy associated with Hanukkah that really seems to have nothing to do with the festival, except that it's lovely. So let's have a lovely, enjoyable Hanukkah. This is Peter Jones Pelach, wishing all our listeners Chag Hurim Sameach.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.